Good morning, America. This is the Cats Roundtable. Sunday morning, this is John Catsimatidis. And lots of things happening in Washington, as we say. And we need the Democratic point of view of what's going on in Washington. Also, lots of things in Great Britain. And with us this morning is Doug Schoen, President Clinton's former campaign chairman, and Michael Bloomberg's, Tony Blair's. So he's got experience all over the world. Good morning, Doug Schoen. How are you this morning?
Good morning, John. Much on the horizon and much going on.
Tell us, what is the Democratic view of the things that happen in Washington?
Well, what the orthodox Democratic view is, the Republicans and President Trump are failing. They're failing on health care, failing on tax reform, failing on infrastructure. I think every Democrat believed that former Director Comey was telling the truth, and I think there is widespread skepticism towards the president among Democrats and anticipation that the Democrats, at the very least, can retake the House in 2018.
Now, when you talk to Comey, and he was very outspoken, and the fact that it came out, he didn't actually, when he was talking to Congress a couple weeks ago, he lied and said that he wasn't the leaker.
Well, it's perfectly clear that he did leak. I'm not sure what he did was illegal. I'm not sure it was inappropriate. But from a public relations point of view, it smells to high heaven.
And then he went on and he talked about the things that he was told by Loretta Lynch to do, and how do you view that?
You know, John, it makes me much more cynical towards the political process and the legal process in particular. The fact that Loretta Lynch, a Clinton loyalist, couldn't even refer to the email investigation, which I took very seriously, as a criminal investigation, which it was. It was, quote, a matter. That raises real questions, and the fact that Comey went on out on his own and made that statement that suggested to me that she should have been indicted but concluded because of lack of criminal intent, she shouldn't. I mean, the whole thing, John, it raises more questions than it answers.
Now, you're also an expert. You did Tony Blair's campaign in the UK. How do you view this election this time around?
Well, I think this was a repudiation of Theresa May. I don't think it was an endorsement of the Labour Party. And you're going to have a very weak conservative government that is buttressed by a fringe right-wing pro-unionist party in Northern Ireland that believes in creationism, that is against gay marriage. You know, I'm skeptical that this government will last. I'm skeptical that Theresa May will last. They're having the same chaos dealing with Brexit that we're having dealing with the whole investigation into the Russians.
Now, did the election go against the Prime Minister Theresa May because of all the violence and all the terrorism going on?
It certainly didn't help her. I think it went against her because she flip-flopped on a couple of key issues. She refused to debate, and she looked by the end of the election as if she was weak, which gave the Labour Party the opportunity they took.
Well, Doug Schoen, thank you for coming with us and giving us the Democratic point of view, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
I look forward to it, John. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. This is the Cats Roundtable. We'll be right back.